Armageddon. The biblical book of Revelation contains a verse, chapter 16, verse 16, that reads, "And they assembled them at the place which is called in Hebrew Armageddon." That's the one and only time the word Armageddon appears in the entirety of the Bible. And yet Armageddon has become a dreaded synonym for the final battle between good and evil, Christ and the Antichrist, God and Satan, or all the kings of the earth that will end the world. Revelation is a vision of the Apostle John. Few bodies of writing have been analyzed more closely and interpreted in a wider variety of ways, with the result that humankind has been braced for the cataclysmic Armageddon for about 2,000 years now. It was definitely World War I, World War II, the Gulf War, 9/11/01, the onset of polio, the onset of AIDS, the Holocaust, the appearance of the Hale-Bopp comet, and, farther back in history, a few total eclipses, earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanic eruptions. I still love the story of the Armageddon that was definitely going to end life on Earth when the calendar changed from 999 to 1000. At the stroke of midnight, countless panic-stricken people around the world went running out into the streets in uncontrollable hysteria. Wouldn't you love to know how long they stayed out there before they got bored and went home to bed? And while we're busy snickering over those poor, unsophisticated fools, let's pause to count how many people we know who squirreled away vast amounts of bottled water and canned goods, built underground shelters, cashed out their bank accounts, bought gas masks, and loaded up on first aid supplies when the calendar changed from 1999 to 2000. Don't misunderstand. I'm a big believer in better safe than sorry. But every bit as strongly, I believe that a life lived in a hard hat, crouched in the corner of a basement, is a life wasted. With all respect to the Apostle John, I have never read a prophecy, including my own, that's guaranteed to be 100% accurate. God is the only 100% accurate being, and the rest of us can only listen and interpret as closely and precisely as possible. I've also never read a prophecy, including my own, that pinpoints the date of the real Armageddon, when and if such a thing exists. Again, if that's something God knows, He's clearly decided there's no benefit in letting us in on it. As some of you may be aware, I've written a whole book of prophecies that take us to the year 2100. After 2100, I don't see a thing. That could mean that in 2100 the earth goes dark. It could just as easily mean that a century is as far ahead as my prophetic gift allows me to see. Your guess is as good as mine, which is inevitably the case when it comes to doomsday prophecies. And I've most certainly never read a prophecy about an oncoming Armageddon that doesn't offer hope. For better or worse, we're the hope. Whether or not there's an Armageddon isn't up to God or some imaginary creature with horns and a pitchfork. Diffusing the Armageddon prophecy is an absolute option that rests in the hands of humankind, and our willingness to start being actively responsible for this earth and its citizens for whose care we've been entrusted. According to the Apostle John, later in Revelation, chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, "Then he, an angel, showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city, the New Jerusalem. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." And that's how that biblical passage ends. Crystal rivers, thriving fertile trees, the healing of nations. We can make those things happen, or we can wait for God to come down and do it. But since He's not the one who made this mess we're in, why should He be responsible for cleaning it up? Probably no one put it more plainly, less poetically, and more eloquently than the brilliant Sir Winston Churchill. "If you go on with this nuclear arms race, all you are going to do is make the rubble bounce." So, yes, 2,000 years ago, the concept of Armageddon, the last battle, the end of the world, was presented to us. And ever since then, we've ignored the rest of the story. That if it comes, it won't be inflicted upon us by God. It will be our own greedy, careless, irresponsible, lazy, ego-driven, self-fulfilling prophecy. This one's from me. Armageddon is inevitable, only if we let it be.